A very happy feast it is today for those of us who are in one way or another members of the family of Saint Benedict. And I'm one of those. Today is the feast of his twin sister, Saint Scholastica. And they were born around the year 480 in Rome. Saint Benedict went to study, and Saint Scholastica stayed home. And then Saint Benedict began to live an eremitical life in Subiaco, the city of lakes, or the town of lakes, where many, many lakes are to be found. And that's where the word Subiaco means sub lacum, up beneath the lakes. And after that, he gathered a community that gathered around him and wanted to be their, his disciples. In the meantime, the parish priest there became very jealous of their success, because he did not have very much success. Of course, it was his own fault. And then he tried to kill Benedict, but it did not succeed. In fact, he sent him two gifts, which were supposed to be a sign of favor. The one, a loaf of bread, choice, homemade, warm bread. And the other, a flask of wine, also homemade in those days. And just as he was about to eat the bread, a raven came and took it away from him because it was poisoned. And then he was about to drink the wine, and he blessed the flask before taking it, and it exploded because it was poisoned. So Saint Benedict decided, I don't want any problems, so he went. He went down to one of the most wonderful places on earth that if you haven't been to, you should, Monte Cassino. There to this day, after so many years, since around the year 500 or so, a little bit after, there has been a magnificent monastery that rose from the ashes of a shrine to the god Apollo. Saint Scholastica at this point followed him, and around her gathered a group of holy virgins. And thus, he was the father of the monks, of the Benedictine monks, and she was the mother of the Benedictine nuns. And so it was, and they lived a life of prayer and peace. Sometime later on, and it was their custom once a year to meet in a little house that was near there, which is still there, and have sacred colloquy and speak about the things of God and the things of heaven. And she asked Saint Benedict to tell her about the saints in heaven and what they live like, what their experience is like. And so Saint Benedict proceeded. Well, it came to be nighttime, and it was time for him to depart and to go back to the monastery, to Monte Cassino, up the hill. She asked him, please don't go. I want to have a few more hours to speak with you. And he said, what are you asking, sister? You can't do this. I have to obey the rule. And so she put her face in her hands and prayed ardently. And at that moment, a horrible, horrible storm ensued, and they could not go anywhere, none of them. So they spent the night in prayer. In the morning, it was beautiful and clear, and each went to their respective monasteries. Several days later, as Saint Benedict was praying in his cell in Monte Cassino, which is still also there, he had a vision, and he saw the soul of his sister, Saint Scholastica, go up to heaven in the shape of a dove. And that's why her statues always have her holding a beautiful white dove, whereas Saint Benedict's have him holding a black raven for the miracles that they attested in their lives. And not long afterwards, Saint Benedict also died. And they were placed in adjoining tombs, which are still there, magnificent. They were not touched, and the relics were not touched when The Masons bombarded Monte Cassino at the end of World War II, even though Venerable Pius XII asked both Churchill and Truman, or whoever it was, Roosevelt maybe, they were all Masons. He asked them not to bombard Monte Cassino. Luckily, and of course, nobody's all good, nobody's all bad, the German troops who were in the vicinity acceded to the request of the abbot, whom I also met, and know he's gone to the next life, and his successor as well. And they took as many of the books and treasures and manuscripts of the monastery to Rome, to the Abbey of St. Paul outside the walls. And so they saved many of the treasures, but not all. And so today we celebrate the feast of St. Scholastica, the twin sister of St. Benedict. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the meantime, we have been asked for prayers for two reasons. Tomorrow morning, two of the novices or postulants at the Visitation Monastery in Mobile are going to make their first vows and be given the holy habit to wear with a white veil. And also tomorrow is the meeting, the very, very, very important meeting between the superior of the Society of St. Pius X and the Vatican. And so we need to pray that it will be successful and there will be peace coming and the freedom for the traditional Latin Mass everywhere. That is what we pray for. In nomine Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti, Amen.